Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, besties? Welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, coming to you live from Charleston, joined by Nick Norris, our producer, and sometimes co-host. Austin, I guess, is still in Mexico.
He ran away from us.
I mean, I don't know. I get going on like a trip like that for 3 days and then coming home, but he's
been gone for like 2 weeks. It feels like
I told like the owner of our show that today, and he was like, well, that's just the fish culture, man. Like, you know, they make a whole like, I'm like, I don't care what the culture is. Go do your concert, maybe two, for like, you know, how you would even survive or like have the tolerance for more than two concerts back-to-back nights is crazy. How many did he do? Do you know?
I'm assuming an absurd amount. I was talking to my dad about this, and my dad he goes, that's the favorite thing you've ever told me about, Craig, that he left a fish show before the encore. He goes, that is exactly what I would have done.
Well, I was there for like 2 hours.
It goes on for like this 2.5 hours is the same song for 2.5 hours. And
yeah, I know. I had a blast. I had my pocket full of peanuts and I had a big draft beer. And I looked at all the animatronics and like jammed out. And it was fun to see like the energy of how excited everyone was. But yeah, then it was time to go home. I want to give a shout out to Florida Citrus. I don't know if you've been following my recent grapefruit journey, Nick. But I have a grapefruit tree in my backyard that I got about, I'd say, 40 to 50 decent grapefruits off of this year, which are 30 to 40. No, maybe 40 to 50. Which is crazy. And
did you trim it and everything this year?
I don't know how to take care of it. So the people that I bought it from are, and kind of the deal with all of my plants was you can go crazy with this landscaping, but I don't want to lose it. And yeah. So the architect that did my backyard, his crew's coming.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because those trees can get – that's pretty fun, though. I would love to grow fruit.
It was great. And I didn't think I was south enough for it, but I always read, like, we're in District 9, 9A, 9B. It was funny because I didn't pick my grapefruits in the beginning of the season for a while because I was waiting for them to turn, like, orange. But the tree that I have and growing your own grapefruit, they don't turn orange.
They stay yellow or something.
Really pretty yellow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a really faint, like bright, faint, like yellow. And I mean, it's like, obviously it's close to orange, but just not like the ones that you get.
Yeah.
And man, so I got hooked on eating grapefruits again, a half every, day or two, like my grandparents, because we used to go to Florida, and I remember my granny would let me climb the tree, even though my parents would say no, because I think it was like a community grapefruit tree, but it was huge. And it brought back memories of them. And then I started to squeeze the grapefruits after letting them really ripen on the counter for a little bit, which I had to figure out how soon after picking them do you eat them. Anyway, Florida Citrus reached out and was like, you need grapefruit spoons. So they sent me grapefruit spoons, which was very nice of them, and a box of grapefruits from Hale Groves. So if you want to order, and I only have two more grapefruits on the tree, and they're pretty, I probably should have picked them. So now I have a dozen grapefruits from Florida. And if you use BX15, you get 15% off your order. They don't even know I'm reading this stuff. I'm just telling you, if you want some good grapefruits, that's where you can get them. So shout out to them. And also, this company called Mostly Chocolate is all I'm gifting people for now on. It is the most beautiful chocolate I've ever seen in my life. And they came by the store and they were so awesome during one of my meet and greets, like pillow signings. And they told me about their company and I gave them my address and they sent them to me. But Nick, this does not do it justice. This is what their chocolates look like. But in person, they are absolute works of art. And they all have like a different flavor, which is cool. But the company's called Mostly Chocolate and started very similar to Sewing Down South. So, oh, and Hell of a Good is really winning this like onion dip challenge between them and Dean's. I mean, Hell of a Good has sent me the coolest stuff. Paige was like, you better have told Hell of a Good that I was the one that started to bring that into your house. And I was like, I did not tell them that. But Hell of a Good, you have converted me. I'm a hell of a good guy. You know, hell of a good guy. But yeah, I mean, we haven't talked to our besties in a while. We took a little 2-week break there, catch up on some old episodes. Excited to be back. My primary place of stay is about to be Charleston again. We are migrating back down here. It's funny. I want to tell you about this like very New York thing I did. It was like an underground dinner.
Like a speakeasy type dinner or?
It was a speakeasy. That's not true. It was like a private room, but it was some very intelligent people, like very intelligent people. And it was like a 16 person dinner and I got to go and it was a like single conversation at the dinner table type thing where like the host started it and everyone listened. Man, was it really cool. But I guess there's no point in talking about it on the podcast because I can't tell you who I sat next to, who was so awesome. But it was really cool, you know? And I think like Austin was like, well, how did you get that? And I was like, I didn't get anything. I'm putting myself in positions to be able to say yes to an opportunity. I mean, he was pumped for me, but I was like, you're in Mexico. Even if they emailed you and asked you to come to this dinner, what would you be doing?
Yeah, he'd still be in Mexico.
Yeah, he would be in Mexico. But Nick and I had fun in Charlotte this past weekend. It was nice meeting everyone at the Charlotte Home and Design Show. We stayed at JW Marriott.
Yeah, downtown Charlottesville. Or Charlottesville, Charlotte.
Nick met me there. And we, the first night, well, there was only, no, I got there on Thursday because I like to get there a night before I speak just to get settled in and have my pre-morning routine or my morning routine. So after our event on Friday, the downstairs bar was packed, the steakhouse. So we went to an oyster house on the second floor of our hotel. And I hadn't had really any drinks, but in a while. But that hotel bar with friendly bartenders and raw oysters, I had two glasses of wine and the one was plenty. And it's funny because we were having so much fun, you know, like that's my thing is you don't want the night to end. And I should say evening.
Yeah, I was going to say we were in bed by 9:30.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but that's kind of part of what my Journey has been redefining, like, it truly is redefining your relationship with, like, what a social event looks like, and redefining your relationship with alcohol. Like, I was basically like, if this was last year or 2 years ago, and I was like, you know, I just hadn't done it in a while. And you're like, okay, so we probably got home at like 2 in the morning, but not too bad. We were in bed by 9:30, and I'm talking about it like it was a heavy night. But I think that's the goal, right? So now if my splurging now means like having an extra glass of wine at dinner and getting to bed at 9:30, I'm going to tell you, though, I felt it the next day, and I was like, this is why I don't do this anymore. it's fucking poison. But it was my body dealt with the poison a lot better in my 20s. Maybe not me. But no, it was so fun. And I think in the past that would have led to being like, well, why stop now? Like, let's go to the next bar. And I think like, that's why it's, I've had to like not feel, sometimes I feel guilty, and you're like, dude, there's nothing to feel guilty about.
Yeah, but it's great when you're in a hotel like that, where you got two great bars, you don't have to leave the hotel, and you know, you got a nice bed waiting for you. You're just like, let's just go down for a couple hours, have fun, then be in bedtime.
And there was no pressure, you know, like we were just hanging, even the bartenders were talking to us, and, we Nick had dessert. I had like a cheese board.
That was easily the funniest thing of the night for me.
It really confused a lot of the servers.
Was Craig goes to, I guess, the bathroom and texts me, goes, yo, order a cheese board and get whatever you want for dessert. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a brownie sundae. And Craig gets a meat and cheese board. And the server comes and she's like, all right, I got a brownie sundae for you. And then is asking the bartender where the meat and cheese board goes.
Yeah. They're like, right here. But it's funny, like I just looked at my app, and I had gone like 9 or 10 days without having a drink. And the reason I tell you that is because to me, I was like, oh, it was only like 9 days, or, you know, I was just like, oh, well, that's like, it's a little more like, it's not as big of a gap as I usually would have. And then I was like, Craig, you, when I first started the app, I'm not gonna lie, like one whole day was, I'm like, so like to put a zero down for a day and not have a glass of wine, like that was a big deal. But then like 2 or 3 days, you're like, okay, 3 days I can do, like 3 days. But then 4 days, you're like, well, that cuts into like a Thursday or a Friday or Saturday, and I'm gonna have to see people, I'm gonna have an event. I'm just saying, like, to do a week before used to be like a really big accomplishment, and it still is. But now, like, it was 10 days and I was like,
no, I'm a bad influence.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were not there, I would not have drank. But that's my, you know, thing is that those social, like sitting at the bar with good food without any exterior pressure, like you're just in a happy place. But anyway, if I can do it, anyone can do it. The app is called Reframe. They don't know I talk about them, and I feel perfectly happy to do so, because it changed my life, and apparently a lot of other people, so I'm getting messages about. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Everyone has a welcome to adulthood moment. Paying rent for the first time, traumatic. Choosing your own healthcare provider, what's a PPO again? Getting booted from your parents' phone plan, earth-shattering, and something that I still fight to this day. It's a cruel world out there, paying an entire wireless bill yourself. But with Mint Mobile, you don't have to go broke over it. Right now, Mint Mobile has phone plans starting at $15 a month. That's unlimited talk and text plus data for $15 a month. For anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly phone bill. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate, whether you're buying for one or a family, and at Mint, families start at 2 lines. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. Switch to Mint Mobile and get your first 3 months of premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/pillowsandbeer. That's mintmobile.com/pillowsandbeer. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/pillowsandbeer. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. My favorite part. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution, which is what we take to all our pop-up shows, BravoCon, stuff like that. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer. And honestly, without Shopify, sewing down South would not be where it is today.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, joined by Nick Norris. Austin's somewhere in Mexico. I think he's accounted for, unlike Michael from 90 Day Fiancé, who is running from Angela, his wife. And she said that he must have left because he was gay, which is wild. If you watch 90 Day Fiancé, like I haven't watched that show in years. Coming from the woman that used to accuse him of going to strip clubs all the time and stuff. Not that, whatever. I'm not even going to.
Yeah, no, I got you.
And then he called the cops from a burner phone when he saw that she was making all these Instagrams, like saying Michael's missing. And he's like, yeah, I ran from the house when she like went to the gas station. Like I was fearing for my life. I mean, the fact that some of these people have still have stories going on is incredible.
Do you watch, or does Paige, I'm assuming probably does, that Love is Blind?
Yeah, she loves it. She said they're having a great season. I caught the end of an episode where this couple that picked, like he picked the girl through the show. Like he shared his location with her. And then went to the other girl's house at like 5 a.m. And she just sets this trap. Like, I mean,
This the guy? Cause I was playing with my buddies earlier and I guess they watched with their, you know, their significant others. And they're like, yeah, there's just like this one guy pretty much like told the girl, he's like, yeah, I might cheat on you. So there is that.
Oh, I don't know. No, I mean, I think there's a couple guys in hot water, but that's wild. But this guy, she just sets this trap and he just keeps talking and talking and talking. And then she's like, well, because at first he's like, that's why I shared my location. And she doesn't say anything. He's like, we were just in the parking lot. And then finally she's like, don't share your location if you don't want the other person to actually check where you are. And I know that you weren't in the parking lot. And then he's like, I don't want to talk about that part right now. And like, you, he's saying it because they're filming. And like, you can be like, you're like, wow, dude. Wow. Like, you are like, that's such a piece of shit thing to do. But he's like, and it's just funny because I've seen it before, you know, when you're like, not right now, not right now. And you're like, dude, what do you like everyone would have to be in agreement to let you out of that in that moment. And it's just,
yeah, here, just take your shovel.
And the problem is if you get up and walk out to end the scene, they have you walking out. And so like, that's almost worse than staying in it. Yeah, but they're filming in Charlotte, so they were there when we were.
Oh, they were? Okay, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. No, it's funny. There's just so much going on. I think we're going to open a, I don't know if this is a secret, but we can tell our besties, but we're making an offer.
We've teased it before.
Yeah, so we're making an offer on a place in Nashville, which would be a wild.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you've said before is you're just trying to Nashville's the next stop. You just don't know. Yeah, well,
we hopefully found the spot. So that's cool. What was the other thing about? Sorry, I'm just like talking all over the place. This travel is starting to get to me. Yeah. Like I've been on.
Like you said, you're about to be home for a little bit.
Yeah, the social, like stuff, like the social tank is just not as high as it used to be because, you know, I talk to everyone, obviously, when I'm...
We got some fun announcements to make for our besties for where we'll be end of the summer. We've got some new locations that we're looking at to see you guys right now.
We'll tell them.
Well, I'm not supposed to tell them yet, so... I'm just teasing.
How can you tease that?
It's called being a tease, Craig. You got to tease it.
No. Where are they? Are they on this list?
No, I don't think they're on that list. Oh, let's just say Denver will be coming to you end of summer. I can't say the date yet.
Right. That's good. At least we're moving to the west of the Mississippi.
Yes, we are staying out there. There's a couple others that we're looking at. Nothing official yet. The Denver one is officially happening, though.
Yeah, that's good. What's this pimento cheese penguin?
One of the episodes I played was I guess the part two with Paige and you talking about your penguin, and everybody's like, we need an update on the penguin.
Yeah, I do too. I would love an update on where my son is. Pimento cheese Conover is missing. Which is bull crap. Paige, I don't even know if she cares anymore. I thought I was going to get to meet him, but I did not. Paige is actually a pretty good gift giver. We don't know where pimento cheese is. So now we actually have four stuffed animals as our kids. Not a lot of people know that, but they each have names. And there's one that's named Pretty. She travels with me. This was not planned, but I travel with a stuffed animal now. Always has squished.
What type? What's the animal?
They are squishmallows, so they don't like they don't look like an animal.
I gotta look it up.
Looks like an egg.
Oh, but, okay.
So Squish is in Summer House, which is crazy that she took her there, but basically they're really good travel pillows. And they're really good to like put under your arm in the bed, but they all have a story and I've gotten them like our first one, Remy. I wanted like a claw game when we first started to date. And so they each have, and we just got our last one's name is Jelly. It's a bear from Aspen. He's the youngest, but she just left Squish in LA and I had to call the hotel and like locate this stuffed animal because like it means a lot to her. And well, it gave me, I was like, I can't believe you left our child in LA. But anyway, it was funny because I had to be like, this is so important to our child. To like the hotel person, because they're like, oh my gosh, I'm sure your daughter is like distraught. And I was like, yes.
It's not my girlfriend.
My 31-year-old girlfriend, but no, I mean Squish has been with us through a lot. So now to be fair, I did say, I was like, well, what would you do with the kids if we broke up? And she's like, I'd throw them away. And I was like, oh my gosh. And she's like, well, yeah. But then she laughed and she's like, but Squish is staying with me. I'll just make up like a whole new story for her. But yeah, so she finally made it back to New York and we had to have like an assistant.
That's so funny. Would you have gotten her like just the same one and said it was, would you have been like that type of parent? Been like, hey, your goldfish died, but here's your new goldfish.
It would have stung a little bit because she always keeps it in the same part of her like carry-on bag. And when she got on the plane, she was like, oh my gosh, I like left Squish there. But I would have to give her the one that I travel with, or she would just take it. And then I would try to find as close to us, you know,
yeah,
a Squishmallow. Actually, Squish is a pig, I think. But I would try to find the same one for her. But like we wash them and stuff. Anyway, the dog conversation is increasing heavily. Like Paige told me this morning, she was like, I'm getting a dog. And I was like, all right.
Dog's tough to get for a city though.
I was like, I have told you that I don't, like, I just don't want it to cut into, I don't see how it's going to be possible because one, when we travel for work, we travel by ourselves. So unless you take someone to watch the dog, and I have a feeling when she brings him down here, then he's just going to stay here because I have the big backyard.
Yeah, you have a backyard, you got a house. That he can just flop around in. That's what I was saying. I'm shocked you haven't gotten a cat or something, Craig. Because they can just pretty much, you can just leave them on their own for a couple days.
If I was here more, I would. But I mean, like, I haven't been here for more than 4 days in a row in, you know, over 6 months.
Yeah, but cats are easy. Like, you can literally just have someone just, like, stop by, like, every couple days to take care of them if you really need to.
Yeah, but I would want to spend the first, like, 3 months of their lives with them.
Yeah, so they get it bonded.
Basically, during filming, I would just have to be like, all right, I have this animal that doesn't. No, I'm excited for that day, though, but I have a feeling we're going to get multiple animals.
It always goes.
I am on, there's a potential that I'm starting a beekeeping journey, which
I'm aware of.
You were there when this all started.
I saw the book.
Yeah, but remember why I bought the book?
Yes, I do. You were there. You got local honey from a wonderful vendor at the Charlotte Home Show. And because you like local honey.
Well, local honey is hard to find because if you go to your like country store.
Do you not have like, and I guess it's probably hard for you to go to something like that in Charleston, but like a farmer's market?
We have one during the summer, but not all year round, like the spring and the summer. And I think there's two or three in the area, but it's only one day a week. But Sonia.
Yes.
Sonia's.
Yeah. If you live in Charlotte, she doesn't have an Instagram or anything, but, if you live in Charlotte,
it's really
she makes local hunt.
So she basically, excuse me, we were talking and I was like, if you buy honey in a country store, most of the time it says like made for that store and it doesn't come from local bees. And this lady Sonia was like, my granddaughter has bad allergies, and they basically said if you give her honey throughout the winter, like local honey, it will build her tolerance up to that pollen through the honey. And she couldn't find it. So she started, you know, keeping bees, and now she has all this honey. But I'm a honey snob, and it's really good. So, but I love anything outside like that. And so space restrictions I'm fine on. Like, I actually have plenty of room for it. We don't know if it's allowed in my community, so Anna Hayward's checking on that. It should be, because it helps everything within a 3-mile radius. Like,
it's all about pollination, all that type of stuff. Yeah. Helps people's gardens.
Like, for my orange trees and the garden, like, apparently your yield just goes up and your flowers go crazy.
Yeah. They're not very aggressive either. They're not like, no, you know, wasps or like hornets or anything like that.
Right. They're just bees. It's not like a yellow jacket.
Yeah, I mean, if you go piss them off, they're going to attack you, but it's hard to piss off those.
They're defensive. They're not aggressive.
Yeah. No, if you go and push over their freaking box or whatever that you have, yeah, they're going to be pissed off.
And even then, I don't really think that they chase. But the only issue that I've run into, which it's messed up that I would care, but I do, because I hate mosquitoes so bad. So when you come to my house, you will never get bit by a mosquito, because as terrible as it is, like, I spray my backyard.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it would kill the bees, though.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. I mean, you get, like, natural mosquito repellent, but that doesn't really work.
Yeah. So it was enough to pause me, because I'm reading the book and I'm so excited. And it takes about, you know, 6 to 7 months, you know, before you start to get honey. You only check on your bees like every 9 days is like a healthy amount. So, like, you just let them do their thing. You set it and forget it, and you just go check on them. And every town has like a local beekeeper association. Paige is so into this. She thinks it's like, you know, like a fun, like, she thinks it's fun and cute. But she thinks it's cool too, because apparently the vibrations of the bees are like an incredible frequency for your body. So it just helps you, like, you know, attach to nature a little more. But I would be devastated if my bees died, but I also get so pissed off at mosquitoes. I would be fine. Like, I'm a big bug spray guy, so I'm fine wearing bug spray, but I don't know if I want everyone that comes over to the pool to have to wear bug spray. But maybe mosquitoes don't get bad near a pool. I don't know. And I have turf.
Yeah, that's tough, especially where you are, though, because, like, Charleston's like such a swamp area. Yeah.
And I have woods in the back.
Yeah.
So if you have any ideas on how to murder the mosquitoes, but not my bees, my future bees.
Yeah.
Let me know. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back to Pillows and Beer. Ever wish there were more than 24 hours in a day? Because same. Luckily, Chomps knows real life demands real ingredients. That's why they make healthy snacks perfect for life on the go. And who better knows life on the go than me? And I know lots of our besties. Get ready to find out how good healthy snacks can taste with Chomps. Every bite is bursting with bold flavor and comes in a variety of flavors for everyone. With zero sugar, up to 12 grams of protein, and chompable flavors, you can take bigger, bolder, and better bites every time. Whether you're in the car or on a plane or on a boat, whatever travel you may be doing, Chomps is there for you. They're simply made with natural ingredients you can feel good about. They're filled with the highest quality, sustainably sourced 100% grass-fed meat, so you can feel good about what you're snacking on. Even better, you can order online and have them delivered straight to your door, which I do in Charleston and the apartment in New York. You can even subscribe for ongoing savings. Right now, Chomps is offering our listeners 20% off your first order and free shipping when you go to chomps.com/pillowsandbeer. Go to chomps.com/pillowsandbeer to see all the delicious flavors and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. That's chomps.com/pillowsandbeer. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's Cold K-Cup Pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, welcome to Pillows and Beer. Welcome back. I'm here with Nick. Go on and say hi to Nick. Austin is gone to the in Mexico.
Craig's gonna have to bail him out from the cartel.
No, I'm not doing that shit anymore or ever. Like it's not. I'm happy.
You had your one run in, you're good.
I had a really actually nice run in with the cartel once.
Well, they're pretty nice.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we were on a bachelor party to Mexico and, you know, the house we rented happened to be, you know, it was all like connected and we were so protected on that trip.
Yeah. They don't want anything happening to you.
Yeah. It was great. Now I have a scary, scary story that happened in Colombia.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a whole nother breed of
and cartel. My friends were dumb, and well, actually, I was in Colombia because after second season, I had spent most of my money on nothing, going out and stuff, but I didn't have anything to go for it. And I was like, when we got third season, I was like, I'm gonna stamp my passport, like, no matter what, I'm gonna stamp my passport because that, you know, to me counts as, you know, something to show for it, those experiences. And so my buddy goes to a different country in South America every year, went to Cartagena, me and two best friends. But then the one best friend's friend that we didn't know called him and was like, yo, like, I'm in Argentina. I see you're in Colombia. Like, I'm going to come up there. And he showed up and he was out of his freaking mind, like wild card, you know, like, dude, I'd rather go to a Colombian jail than go home to my family, you know? And I'm like, we were on totally different, like, wavelengths. I love my life in America. I'm just here to get a stamp and, like, a cultural experience. And he was like, ah, man, I'd rather stay down here than go back to that shit. And I was like, we're, and I knew it. And then he got us in trouble. And, I mean, it worked, you know, you have to, it was a story for another day, but we were fine. But I left the next day because, I was like, dude, I don't need, like, you know, my other two friends were like, you're being a little dramatic, Craig. And I was like, I'm good, guys. Like, I'm not running from anything. I'm like not chasing anything. I just came down here to say I did it. Charleston's about enough thrill for me. But my parents. Hey, babe, I'm almost done my podcast.
Oh, I forgot.
How dare she?
Yeah. All right. Love you. Sorry. Nick says hi.
Yeah.
So I actually, I had been traveling a little bit. And when I decided to go on this trip, I was like, I can't tell my parents. Like, and like, that wasn't like me, but I was like, I just can't tell them I'm going to Colombia. Like, they just wouldn't, it would scare the crap out of them. Like, I was like, my mom won't sleep for the 3 days or 4 days until I'm back. And my dad's going to be just like, you know, worried for different reasons, just knowing what could happen. And like, all my mom knew about Colombia was what you hear like on the news and stuff. And so I was like, I'll just tell them when I get back. And so they were at a restaurant called Blue Coast in Bethany Beach, that we all used to, like, you know, work at those restaurants in Soto. And they ran into my friend, my friend's parents, because we grew up at home together. And his mom was like, how crazy is it that the boys are in Columbia together? And my mom was like, oh, is there a football game this weekend? Like thinking like
yeah, Columbia, South Carolina.
And my dad started to pick up on it. And he was like, and my friend's mom was like, no, like the country. And I got a text from my dad that was like, do you have something to tell us? Or do you like, yeah, like, do you have something to, did you forget to tell us something? That's what it was. And I was like, oh shit. They're like, well, what are you doing there? And I was like, I'm just on a trip. Wildly though. So in my mind, in my eyes, Cartagena is a great 2-day trip and then just go somewhere else. For me, because it's one of the oldest like forts in the, you know, new age history. It's been conquered like 8 times. Like it's a ton of gold. Like it's really neat. But you can see it all in, you know, in 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to just stay there.
So yeah, I've had none of my trips to South America are ever like, yeah, so we went down for like a real relaxing couple of days and then came back. Like, I love that. Like Aruba, like I love Aruba. It's like, I'll just go there. It's calm. And or the Virgin Islands. I think it's where my brother wants to do his bachelor party is somewhere in the Virgin Islands.
That's fun. Yeah, see, that's fun. Like, I get all, like, my friends are like, yeah, I want to go to, like, Russia. I want to go to, like, Istanbul. I'm like, that's fun and what? All, but I'm like...
friends yet, Nick. That's an absurd thing to say. No one says that. No one says I want to go to Russia for my bachelor party.
Not a bachelor party, but they don't want to, like, go on vacation there and, like, see the different, like, cities and everything. I'm like, well, that's really cool. Have fun with that.
Yeah, there's a time and a place. Like, it is cool, but it's also cool to just go lay on the beach for 3 days and become best friends with the bartender at the beach bar or the pool bar.
You can also just go to Austria. That's just as fun to me. There's plenty of history there.
I don't have any way to relate to what you're saying. I don't know
like, and like going to Istanbul and like they're like, yeah, we're gonna go to like Egypt and stuff. I get it. Like Egypt's like sort of like cool-ish, safe-ish, but still like screw all that. I'm not going anywhere that I can get arrested.
What's Austria like?
Austria's like super like really pretty. Like if you look up what's the hell is it called? It's right on the border of like Switzerland. It's kind of it's super pretty. Like it's like crazy nice. Like that's where like Croatia, that's where I'd love to go there.
My brother's been there. And Austrian dudes. But my brother and Paige almost did Yacht Week the same year, but it wasn't the same year. I was like, that would have been wildly weird if you guys knew each other from that, or just wild. But one of her best friends and her husband just went to Amsterdam and they were like, he was like, it's in my top 3 places now, and it's not 3rd. He was like, he was like, we'll come right back with you guys if you want to do a trip here.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. They just say it's super unique and cool. Like, and the people are really nice.
Yeah. My uncle that was a pilot said the same thing.
Salzburg, Austria is what I was thinking of.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like Austin went to Istanbul this year, didn't he?
No, he went to Morocco.
Yeah.
Which is still borderline iffy for me.
And he's like, I've never been a solo traveler. Like
I love solo traveling.
You do?
Yeah. Like I can solo travel.
Share it with someone. And people are like, well, you do. You meet people and you share it with them and then you move on. But like those are
I don't even need to meet anyone. I just gotta just do my own thing and have fun.
Yeah. Time I don't really make a memory unless it's with like, you know, a buddy.
Don't get me wrong. If I'm with someone, it's great, but I can totally go to like it's on a vacation for a week by myself and just have plenty of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I respect that. I'm just like this dinner I just went to, I was all nervous before leaving the apartment, but Paige was filming Watch What Happens, so she couldn't come with me. And my partner Amanda was supposed to come, but she couldn't make it. And so I was like, I'm pretty like nervous going into this. And she's like, Craig, you talk to everyone all the time. What are you talking about? And I was like, yeah, but I'm always have a guy with me or a girl. Like I'm the I'm like the friend who then, yes, I can take over the room and talk to everyone, but I still have my buddy, you know, guy or girl there, like as my home base. But like, I can't just go work the room by myself. And it was, I told the hostess when I got there, I was like, she was like, oh, it's back there. And I was like, I'm not used to going into places by myself. And she was like, oh, well.
Yeah. Also, I mean, not I see. Yeah, that's a little different, I guess, if you're not going to be drinking that much, if you're going to a situation like that. That definitely makes it a little harder.
And I was like looking around the room, and most people just had like water cups when we first
got. Well, that makes it easier.
Yeah, I had something to hold, but all right, man. Well, it's been a pleasure. I'm excited for when Austin does join us. We've got plenty of stuff to talk
about. Oh, do you want to say where you'll be Friday in Charleston?
We will be at the Chicks in the Office live show. Is it at Charleston Music Hall? I think so. What time's the show?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Here, I can tell you right now. Let me pull my volume.
If there's still tickets, come see us. Me and Austin are going to be the girls' guest. They were just on the podcast. Excuse me. Shouldn't be yawning on here. That's crazy. And I'm just so relaxed with you.
The Riviera is where you guys will be at.
Oh, cool. Right across from Charleston Place. Okay, so up King Street a little bit. That's where Paige and Hannah did their live show. So that's Friday. Saturday, I'm having a pillow party that starts at 1 o'clock. Come get your pillow signed, have a drink, take a picture, have some fun. And then that next week, I'm in Atlanta at the home shows, right? Or is that in 2 weeks? 2 weeks.
Yeah, Jerry was just texting me about that. I think that is in two. I think it's like the 20th.
You can Google it. It's like Atlanta home show.
Yeah, it's the 22nd. No, that's February. Sorry. Yeah, the 22nd of March.
But this Saturday, I'll be having an event at the store. And on Friday, we have a show with the girls. So.
Yeah. And then if I can give one shout out for any of my Virginia people, we are moving into a new shop in downtown Charlottesville right now this week. So come check us out, downtown Charlottesville. I'll stay tuned when we actually kind of actually put out the date when we're actually officially in there. Yes, Hawkeye Outdoor Living.
We got some new merch,
Virginia.
So go. We've got new merch, and our sleeping pillows are back in stock. So go to zoningdownsouth.com and follow my new journey
as a beekeeper, potentially.
Yeah, on Instagram. All right. Well, we love you all, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.